26 farm workers at Champlain Orchards in Shoreham have tested positive for COVID-19. The infections, which were reported by the Vermont Department of Health today, mark the single largest single-day increase in cases in the state in 4 months. The state reported a total of 33 cases Monday, 26 of which are in Addison County, where the orchard is located. VPR's Henry Epp has been following the story, and he joins me now. Hi, Henry.
Hey, Liam.
All right, so what do we know about this outbreak?
Well, so like you said, there are 26 farm workers at Champlain Orchards who are infected, have tested positive at this time. According to the owner of Champlain Orchards, they were all living in the same area, what he called a bunkhouse. All of them are H-2A visa recipients from Jamaica, and the H-2A visa program is a program that allows workers from other countries to get a seasonal visa to work on farms in the U.S. And typically about 400 H-2A recipients come to Vermont in any given year. That's according to the Department of Agriculture. Bill Shure, he's the orchard's owner, he said that the workers at his farm, the ones that are in question here that were tested positive, they arrived in Vermont on September 14th, and they immediately began a mandatory two-week quarantine. But then one worker began to feel sick late in the quarantine period and reported that a day after the quarantine ended, which was last week. And that individual was tested, that came back positive, then the rest of the workers were tested, and then 26 cases came back positive Sunday evening. Shure says they're all feeling well, although the Addison Independent is reporting that one person was hospitalized.
And so you spoke with the owner of Champlain Orchard, as you mentioned. Did he tell you what their plan is for going forward? Are they going to be open to the public?
They're not, at least for one more day. Bill Shure says, you know, they closed over the weekend. They did not have any visitors, which is a tough time of year for an orchard to close down on a, you know, busy fall weekend in early October, which is apple picking season. He says they'll be closed another day, and he didn't know beyond that whether they'd stay closed to visitors. He said their baking crew, which would normally be making pies to sell, has shifted over to providing food for their staff. And then when I asked him whether the infected staff members would have access to medical care, his response was that the orchard would call up Porter Hospital if someone needed help, and that's the hospital nearby.
Right. So the health department also held a press conference this afternoon, which you covered. What are public health officials in the state saying about the situation?
Well, so they did confirm that this outbreak happened at Champlain Orchards, and they said they've done contact tracing. They said they've done 101 tests at the site, and they still have more to do. So that's 26 out of 101 tests were positive. And they did add that there could be more positive cases associated with this because they said they do have more contacts that need to be tested, which then in turn could lead to more contact tracing. But they did really emphasize that, in their view, the outbreak is contained, that they have a handle on it, that it's really contained to the orchard, and that the public is not at risk.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Henry, because, I mean, this is, as you also said, a time of year where a lot of people are visiting apple orchards. Is the health department at this time recommending people who have visited Champlain Orchard in Shoreham, are they recommending that folks that have visited get tested?
No, they're not. Like I said, they said there's no risk to the public, and they said based on their contact tracing, it's highly unlikely that any visitors to the orchard were exposed. They also emphasized that it is safe to eat the apples or other products from Champlain Orchards right now. In addition to that, the owner, Bill Shure, said that they'll be sanitizing the fruit that was picked by these workers in the last week. And again, the health department really just emphasized that the public is not at risk right now. But of course, this is a reminder that, you know, this was a high number of cases that we saw today. And Vermont's, you know, been seeing single-digit new case numbers for a long time. And so, you know, this is a reminder that the pandemic is still around and outbreaks of COVID-19 are still possible here, even with the low number of cases that Vermont's seen for many months.
That's VPR's Henry Epp. Henry, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Liam.